You are now listening to Bigfoot and Beyond, featuring the OG bad boys of Bigfoot, the Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive of Squatchology, the Chip and Dale of Bigfoot, and I'm not talking about the cartoon. Please welcome your hosts, the Bigfoot celebrity couple, Biff Klobo, better known as Cliff Berrickman and James Bobo Fay.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Bobes. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How's it going with you?
It's going okay. It's going okay. Just, you know, working on the museum and, you know, living life, basically. Had kind of a slow start today, but, you know, things are rolling.
Right on. Well, I got a person for us to speak to today, a Navajo woman from down in the Four Corners.
Oh, I love that area.
Oh, me too. Well, I had a very interesting talk with her when I met her. And I thought she might be good for the show because we're not just a strictly Bigfoot show. We're Bigfoot and beyond.
And this is beyond?
It's beyond.
All right. Well, let's see what she has to say. Bring her in.
Okay. All right. I'll ring her up.
Hello.
Hey, this is Bobo.
Hi, Bobo. How are you?
Good. We're recording you. We got Cliff on the line with me.
Hi there. How you doing?
Okay. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Yeah. I was telling Cliff a little bit about you, that you're a Navajo tribal member and you grew up down there in the Four Corners region and that you know a thing or two about that area and the strange goings on down there.
Yes, too many strange things.
Too many. Well, you know what? I know that you and Bobo had a chance to speak before, but I don't know very much about what's been going on. So maybe you can fill me in. Maybe just think about what are some of the first things that you noticed or you saw, and tell me about what's been going on in between then and now.
Well, it's been a long time going. It's just become more and more constant lately. A lot of harassment. Most of the time it happens at night. A lot of people getting sick. You know, they tend to do things to where people will get sick a little bit at a time. It just depends on the situation, what the reason is for. It's so widespread.
And this is skinwalkers you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, skinwalkers. Have people been seeing them, or have people kind of guess that they're there based on other things, like the effects of those things being around?
A lot of times they don't see them, but there are some people who have seen them. I've had incidents to where they were on top of my roof. One time we were driving to Shiprock, New Mexico for the Navajo Shiprock Fair. And my sister and I, we were driving at about 3:30 or 4 in the morning, and there was a person or something sitting on the side of the road on one of those rails, completely covered in white. I don't know if it was something like ashes or white paint or something. We never figured out what it was. We didn't even try to look harder. We just kept driving and drove by fast, you know?
Sure, yeah.
We just noticed there was a white figure, and it looked human, but we don't really know if it was. The way it was sitting was it was human-like.
Could it have been white hair covering the body?
No, it wasn't hair. It was white paint or white ashes or white something. I don't think it had hair.
Is there a cultural significance to the Navajo or Hopi down there about covering yourself in white? Because I've seen, like, old photos of that.
Unless it's a ritual or a ceremony or something like that, yes. Yes, but not in the middle of the night like that by somebody by itself, with someone by itself doing it. Not like that, no. Most of the time, it would be something like a skinwalker, something like that. Like, if it couldn't escape quick enough, it'll just put itself in a position to where it'll try to act like it's unnoticeable.
I know that skinwalkers can travel like as coyotes, wolves, bears, ravens, owls. And then some people tell me that they also will take the form of a Sasquatch. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I've not heard of that. But I do know my mom had a story a long time ago when she was young. My mom passed away several years ago. But she said that she was walking back with, I can't remember who she said, whether it was her kids or a sister or somebody. They were walking back at night, and there was something walking on the other side of the road towards them. So she got scared, and they just got stiff where they were and didn't move or whatever until that thing passed by. The thing that passed by was wearing some kind of fur, like a, I don't know if it was a bear hide or something like that until it passed, they started moving again.
Now, I've done some Bigfoot stuff down in the Farmington area. I've heard stories of the Skinwalkers. We even went to Skinwalker Canyon, if I remember right. And I've heard that they're, you know, I've just heard bits and pieces. And for just to help me solidify what I'm talking about a little bit, and perhaps viewers who know even less than I do, is there a consensus of what Skinwalkers actually are? I've heard everything from something like a lycanthrope, like a shape-shifting thing, like Bobo was just mentioning, or perhaps like a, just a bad person who's like done some kind of dark magic, essentially, and given themselves some weird powers. Or are they people? Or what can you tell me about that?
Skinwalkers most of the time are humans. They're people who do evil, who want to hurt people, or jealous of things. So they use supposedly evil powers. I don't know how they get their powers. Whatever the way they learn things the dark way. I don't know about shape-shifting. I've never seen one do a shape-shifting, but then again, they don't do it in front of me either, so I don't know that 100%. But I do know that they, most of the time, they do a lot of everything around the night, you know, when they can't be seen. A lot of times, it's either jealousy or somebody hired them to do something against somebody they want to hurt, or whatever their cause is, whatever their reasons are, kind of like a hitman kind of job, you know. They are humans that do witchcraft.
So these people, these humans, these skinwalkers, could you like have a job and there's somebody there who is one, but you just don't know it? Or are they recluses in the community that like live on the outside and don't really participate in society?
They could be the person sitting next to you, you know, and they, you don't know. But if there is somebody that is sitting next to you and they didn't like you, they could use anything off of you, whether it's a blouse, they could tear a piece of your shirt off, or your hair, or your nails, or whatever it is. A lot of Navajo people, they tell you not to leave your drinks open, like leave your cups open. Like if you're going to leave your cup, you know, cover it with a paper towel or something so people don't spit in it or put anything in there or take a piece of, you know, take a whatever amount of it out of it or whatever, you know. Don't leave your hair laying around because they can use your hair against you. Certain things like that, whatever it is they can use against you.
Wow.
That's interesting, because the same thing with voodoo out of the Caribbean. They use anything from your hair, fingernail, saliva, same thing.
How often, or does it ever happen, that somebody in the community is identified as being one of these things? Like, are they like chased out of town with torches or something? I mean, what happens to people like that?
A lot of people are very scared to approach them because there's always retaliation. They're always afraid of retaliation. They do say, now the story that I remember hearing is that if you ever recognize one and you know and identify whoever it is, like in the middle, in the act, it can backfire on them and they'll end up dying themselves. But I don't know if that's still the case or if they found new ways for protection like that. I don't know. I mean, I think that some people, like we've identified, they're still around. You know, I don't know what the case is or how it works anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that if you identify and you say their full name, it'll kill them while they're in their shape-shifting mode.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Wow, this is some really heavy, dark stuff. So, yeah, what else has been happening? You said that it's just been kind of out of control lately. Now that I'm kind of wrapped my head around what a skinwalker may be or something, you know, I have some model to work with. Tell me about some of the other things that have been happening in the neighborhood.
Another moment when I was working 100 miles away from home, I would get up at 4 a.m. to get ready. I had gotten up and I turned the kitchen light off, and all of a sudden I heard like 3 or 4 big steps on the roof, and I heard it something, you know, like when someone jumps off the side of the wall, they use the wall to kind of slide down. It made that noise, and that we had 2 puppies and they started barking, and I didn't even look outside because I was too scared to see what I see. But I know recently in the last few months, my brother had the same incident happen. And I have two brothers living right next to each other, and one of them was experiencing that. So he called my other brother and asked, can you look on the roof because something's up there from your house? So my brother did notice something on top of his house, and he went out there, and as soon as they went out there, the guy or whatever it was ran off and ran into the bushes, and they weren't able to track him.
See, I'm a Bigfoot guy, and I'm hearing, okay, so you have somebody or something on your roof, and you saw it run off into the brush, and it was man-shaped. Could these be like small Sasquatches or something, like human-sized Bigfoots, or like on your roof? Because I've heard other stories of people saying that they've been on their roof. And if you're not getting a good look at it, but they seem human-shaped, would you think that is possible these might be Sasquatches, or is that just out of the question because of either location or you got a better look at it or anything like that?
No, I don't think these are Bigfoot. These are skinwalkers.
Skinwalkers. Okay.
Yeah, they're skinwalkers. Yeah, I just don't think they are.
Okay. No, fair enough. You know better than I would. You're the one living there.
Yeah. Yeah, there are so many stories. So many people have so many stories. A lot of times they don't want to talk about them because they don't want anything happening to them, because they do work a lot of evil. And a lot of times if they're going to come after you, they're going to come after the people you love first before they get to you.
You're Navajo, is that correct?
Yes.
Do these exist in other tribes, like throughout North America, or is it a Southwest sort of thing? Or what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I know some people in other tribes and they don't talk about stuff like this. So it may just be a Navajo deal.
They said a skinwalker can't kill you unless you believe in skinwalkers, unless they use a poison dart.
Yes. My mom also had another story a long time ago. They were doing a ceremony and a patient was very, very sick and he wasn't getting well. These people were coming to try to help. They were trying to help and so on. So they would come and try to pray and sing throughout the night, day, and so on to help this patient. So everybody left except one person and the patient. And the patient was asleep or something. And the one person thought the patient was asleep. So the patient happened to spit out on the dirt and laid back down and was pretending to sleep. Well, actually, he was asleep, but happened to just open his eye at that very moment. But that the person that was still sitting in there crawled across the floor and picked up the spit he just spit out. And he looked at the patient, and the patient pretended to stay asleep. So after everybody came back, he talked to the medicine man and told the medicine man what happened, and they determined that he was a skinwalker. Rather than kill him, they tortured him and drug him on. They got on their horses and drug him around and so on. And whatever, and they let him go because they wanted him to tell them that they know whoever it is that they know about him and stuff. So my mom said they should have just killed him, because not long after all them, all those people that tortured that skinwalker, they all died.
Yeah, you don't want a skinwalker as a neighbor. They sound like they make terrible neighbors.
Yeah.
There's just so many questions that it's hard to get real solid answers on any of this stuff. Even from people that, you know, live it, it's their culture. It's mysterious to them on so many levels also.
The skinwalker's main purpose, like I said, is to hurt and kill and torture people out of either being hired or jealousy or whatever their reasons are. But their work is evil. And there's so many stories. My mom had other stories that she told me. Another one was an older couple. They took their granddaughter in, because her parents died, which I guess would be one of either their daughter or their son. So they adopted the granddaughter. And the little girl noticed that her grandparents would leave every night and never knew where they went. So they'd come back in the morning, and she never knew what happened. So one night she followed them. In that area, there's a big canyon there. She followed them down into that canyon area, and she stayed her distance behind. She found out that they were doing rituals and meeting up with other people, and they were doing whatever it is they do. I don't know if you call it satanic rituals or whatever it is they were doing. But they caught her. They caught her, and so they told her that she needed to commit to them, otherwise they would kill her. So she said, okay, I'll do it, but, you know, so she wouldn't die. So the next day or a day or two later, she got out of it. And then rather than commit to it, you know, she went to the police department and told them what happened. And I guess not too long after that, she died.
Yeah, they don't have that moment like where Darth Vader doesn't want to kill his son, Luke Skywalker, like for the dark side. And yeah, it seems like the Skinwalkers will have no problem. It's the Skinwalker dark magic takes precedent over the family, it sounds like, almost every time, which is strange.
Yeah. So there are some stories too that they have caught some, and actually one of them was put in jail, and they, you know, they were talking to police department, were talking about him, but before they could get the right people to go over there to investigate the situation, the person that actually was caught and was put in jail hung himself.
When I called Cliff, we try to do these interviews in the evening because that's when most people are available. And I said, we have to do this interview with her because we have to get it done before it's dark, because she won't not speak about it when it's dark.
Yeah, they say that the more you talk about it at night, the more you're inviting them over. And my family has been a big target for them for a very long time. We've been dealing with them for a long time.
Now, have they been constantly bothering your family for just this generation, or has it been, you know, your grandparents and their grandparents before, like, that has it been going on through the generations, or is it just harassment like right now in this?
I think it's been going on through the generations, but it's been more intense in our generation, more like my mother's kids. It's been more intense with us. Like I don't hear my aunt and her kids talk about them much, whether or not, I don't know if they're just, they don't talk about it or what, but they don't mention a lot of it. I know it's been going on for a while, off and on in the past, my mother's generation and so on, but I think this has been the most intense.
When we were filming an episode of Finding Bigfoot down in the Four Corners, where we were staying at this hotel, we had a couple of Navajo women that worked there, and the one lady started telling me about this skinwalker that was in the form of a young Bigfoot, like just about 6 foot tall, 200 pounds. Her children were in a church choir. And after choir practice, one of the kids lived 18 miles down a dirt road, way out in some hogan. And they were driving the kid down there in a extended cab Ford Ranger. They were driving down this dirt road, full moon night. And the kid sees a Bigfoot looking thing on the side of the road. It just lowers its head and runs full speed. He said he's going about 30 miles an hour. And he just put his head down and ran into the side of the truck, hit the driver's side front quarter panel, right where it about meets the door, hit the truck. The truck rolled 2.5 times on its side off the road. The young Bigfoot, they somehow knew it was a skinwalker, was unconscious. It knocked itself out, running its head into the side of the truck. And they were able to get the jack out and right the truck up before the thing woke back up. And they, you know, drove the kid home. And then the family came back out with him, you know, like all armed and flashlights and whatever they needed, proper medicine and whatever else, and, you know, in a big group. And the thing was gone. But, I mean, I saw the truck where it had rolled over, where the big dent was. And they're just like, yeah, like it was no big, like they thought it was gnarly, but it wasn't. Some crazy out of this world thing. It was like, yeah, that's what happens around here. This is Four Corners.
Did they report that to their insurance by any chance? Like,
yes.
How do you claim that?
Dude, I would love to see that report.
just this week, as a matter of fact, earlier this week or over the weekend, my brother-in-law, he takes a walk every morning, and it's been snowing out there a lot. So one morning he took a walk and he found bear footprint, not an animal bear, but no shoe footprints.
Oh.
And in the snow, and they were wide apart. And he took a video of it and he goes, why would somebody be walking in the snow without shoes in the middle of the night like this, you know? So he took videos of somebody walking in the snow without shoes. So the next day he went back and those footprints were gone.
Were they covered with more snow that came down or something? Or did somebody erase?
No.
Just disappeared.
It must have been erased or something. Yeah, it just disappeared.
Oh, my gosh. I'd love to see those. I'm kind of a footprint guy.
The video, he sent me the video, but it was kind of fuzzy. But, and I guess I'm sure on his camera, it's a lot clearer.
mm-hmm.
But it did, you know, some certain parts of his video, it did show that it was footprints. And they're human footprints. They're not, you know, Bigfoot or anything you can tell.
Interesting. So your family, in a way, like you had to deal with this. I mean, it's kind of a curse. I don't know what to call it, you know, but this plague, yeah. this harassment by skinwalkers. What's the end game on that one? Is it, do you guys just buckle down and say, well, this is what we have to tolerate for a while? Or do you take steps to avert their gaze, you know, get their attention somewhere else? Or, I mean, what can you do about that?
I if I had an answer for that, we'd be free from it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I mean, it's some days are good and some days are not, you know, you just don't know. Some days when I lived out there, I was constantly getting harassed. I mean, and then the other thing about it that I guess I should mention is they use other animals to come after you. You know, like they don't go into your house by themselves to pick up something. They'll talk to animals and have animals pick up things for you, for them, whether it be a lizard, a snake, or something like that, you know. So in our culture, snakes are never to enter your home. Lizards are never to enter your home. But if you find something something like that inside your home, there's something going on. So when I lived out there, we found a rattlesnake in our garage. My brother at the time, he would try to chase it away. My brother passed away several years ago, and he would try to chase it away without having to kill it, you know, because the story is you don't want to always harm an animal and try to do your best to talk it away or tell it to go away and so on. A lot of times they'll listen to you, but this one kept coming back. But we've had more than one snake we've caught.
Are they all rattlesnakes or the other kinds of snakes?
It could be other snakes, could be bull snakes or whatever snake they want to use. It could be any kind of snake.
Thank you for tolerating all of my questions. I do come from a place of great naivete, you know, of great ignorance here, you know. Yeah, I appreciate that. I really do. Because I'm interested, you know. These are some of the things that, like those dogmen things or whatever. This is the kind of stuff that... Like, I know enough people that, hey, man, there's something going on, but God, I wish this wasn't real. What would you recommend to somebody who's being harassed by a skinwalker, like another native person out there listening? Like, what would you recommend they do to deal with this?
Don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of them, to just have strong faith, whether it's through our culture, through church, through something, have your strong faith. And don't try to believe whatever it is they do to you. Try not to believe it'll come true. Don't give it power, because the more you consent to show your weakness to their power, the stronger they become.
I'm thankful I'm not dealing with them, and I hope that you don't have to deal with them for very long.
I hope so.
I agree with Cliff. It sounds like you're handling it great under the circumstances. I mean, gosh, that's, most people can't imagine. I mean, I've been down there enough, and I've actually had a little brush with it myself, so I can relate to some level. But I mean, just to try to imagine the depth of being sunk into that world that deep, where these things are messing with you that much, just, it's got to be draining.
Yes, it is. It really is. It takes a toll on a person. I mean, I know my family is still, they go through a lot of stress levels because of it. You know, sometimes you don't even know it's because of it. Things just start happening. You're wondering, why is all this happening? And you finally see somebody, and then they tell you that's what's going on, you know. But it is stressful. It is draining. It's tiring. And you start wondering, like, what do they want that I have? You know, just tell me what you want. I'll give it to you.
Right.
I know I'm going to have more questions later on, but I can't think of any more right now.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of one of those things that, like, it seems that I should know a lot more and be more concerned about it, but ignorance is bliss. And there's a part of me that doesn't want to ask anything else, because this is kind of scary.
That is true. That is so true. Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss. And I'm the happiest person I know.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for just informing and educating us on what's going on and what these things are all about. And gosh, good luck with it. Sincerely, good luck with this. It sounds like it's a bum out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. And I know it's getting dark down there where you're at this time, so we better let you get going.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so after we post this episode, we'll look in the comment section. We're going to do Bobo's Fab Five follow-up. So I'll pick the five best questions and call you up for a quick follow-up, and we'll see if we get some unanswered questions answered.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, sounds good. Bye-bye.
That was interesting. See, you know what? I thought we were coming in for a Bigfoot talk, and suddenly we're talking about skinwalkers and curses and you know, spiritual darts and crazy stuff. I mean, just like, wow.
Sorry to spring that on you last minute. I didn't want to spook you and have you not show up.
Well, you know, I've gotten a lot more used to horror movies in general and scary things, being married to Melissa. But yeah, the skinwalker stuff, it's one of those things that I think, God, I know too many stories to totally write it all off, but I really hope it's not real.
Oh, it's real.
I think it is. I just wish it wasn't.
You know, that's kind of a, there's all these weird anomalous sightings of mythical creatures and extinct creatures and giant known creatures down there in the Four Corners. But I think we had just a bit of a unicorn setting right there, because I think she's the very first Navajo person I've ever spoke to that didn't have a Bigfoot story.
Yeah, it's kind of, especially from that area. Well, that's a weird area of the country, you know, and I mean that in the best way possible. Like, let me explain. Like, you go there and you say, oh, this is desert, but yet you find out, you know, that there's Sasquatches there down in the riverbeds and stuff. Like, well, they're not desert animals. They live in the woods and thick brush. That's there too. And there's a sense of spirituality there, and there's skinwalkers walking around there. And then you're hearing all these other things like centaurs and stuff like that. Like, what in the world are you supposed to do with that? It's a weird area. It's a weird area.
Yeah, I know that stuff's real, and like, there's all kinds of stuff we can't explain, but that's what I appreciate about you, Cliff, is because I get, you know, spun off in all these side little weird things that I'm never really going to know the answers to, whereas you deal with facts, science-based, observable, repeatable, measurable. We can always hold on to that part. I mean, might not give us all the answers, but it's something concrete we can really explore.
Yeah, I try to stay rooted in that stuff. But having, you know, and that's where the Bigfoot stuff comes from, because you can, you know, do science with Bigfoot. I'm not sure what kind of science can be done with, you know, curses or unicorns or anything like that. And I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying that you kind of have to use a different set of tools.
Yeah, what I've been diving into lately, I'm always, you know, interested. Bigfoot's my number one. You know, I got a little side fling with Dogman lately. Like, is the Dogman just shapeshifters, like humans in a skinwalker form, or is it something else? I mean, I don't expect to get to the bottom of it, but it's interesting to delve into.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the things about, I think, Bigfoot and beyond here is that, you know, some of it we might be able to offer some answers for if we have experiences or something like that, particularly in the Bigfoot realm. But there's so many other wonderful, weird things out there that are at least worth the discussion, whether they end up being real biological things or strange paranormal things or, you know, some religious demon, whatever, angel thing. I mean, God knows. There's a lot of options and a lot of different beliefs out there. So it's kind of fun to go explore at least some of them, because you and I eventually ended up down this Bigfoot path. But I know, speaking for myself, I was interested in all sorts of weird stuff when I was young. And it turns out that they all kind of fell away and Bigfoot was what was left, because I felt I could do something about it, because I felt that that's where you can apply the techniques, I guess, of science and maybe get somewhere. That doesn't mean I don't have an interest in all these other things. I'm just thinking, you know, Bigfoot is something you can apply the rules of evidence towards.
Oh, I agree.
All right. Well, thank you, Bobo, for lining up that witness and another great conversation, and just introducing more weird things to my life, man. I really appreciate it. That's one of your major roles in my existence.
Glad I could help. And thank you, Cliff. And thank you for all the listeners out there. Yeah. Until next time, keep it squatchy.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bigfoot and Beyond. If you liked what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes.
Subscribe to Bigfoot and Beyond wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Bigfoot and Beyond Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Bigfoot and Beyond, that's an N in the middle, and tweet us your thoughts and questions with the hashtag Bigfoot and Beyond.